Betsy DeVos became our Secretary of Education by one vote, and it came from your buddy, Mike Pence, who claimed it was the easiest vote he ever cast. Of course it was, because what's his objective along with hers? To completely dismantle the public school system in this country, the backbone of our democracy, turn it over to the religious right. DeVos is a radical Christian extremist who wants to use American schools to advance, quote, God's kingdom. She's a billionaire. Trump's pick for Secretary of Education is a religious extremist who wants to destroy public education and use taxpayer money to fund Christian schools. We can go into a lot of detail about the reasons for that, but primarily I think it would be because that's typically the largest state budget item in any state is the public school system. And if that's all privatized, then those private corporations that would take over the schools would have a lot of tax money to use to support the politicians.
It's the biggest patronage plum in the basket.
Absolutely. And, of course, that's her objective. DeVos had never attended a public school, never even been in one. And when she did, she found out she was exactly welcome. Let's look at five faith facts about DeVos. Number one, DeVos has roots in the Christian Reformed tradition. The Reformed Church in America viewed schooling as the responsibility of the government, while the Christian Reformed Church viewed it as the responsibility of the family. And we all know that just because a woman can become a parent, she's automatically an expert parent in every respect, right? It was all about education, child rearing, and so on. Number two, DeVos supports school vouchers. There's a surprise. That, of course, is the use of public money to send children to private schools, including, and of course, specifically, religious schools. She supports expanding charter schools and the school vouchers. Number three, DeVos has financially supported Christian schools. Their DeVos Family Foundation had given nearly half of its donations over a 15-year period out of a total of $100 million to Christian organizations. Number four, DeVos has said she wants to, quote, advance God's kingdom, unquote, through education. DeVos and her husband confirmed they share a Christian worldview that comes from the Calvinist tradition. Here's a quote. Our desire is to confront the culture in which we all live today in ways which will continue to advance God's kingdom, not to stay in our own safe territories. So we can clearly see what her agenda is here. Let me get to number five. Evangelical support for DeVos as Secretary of Education was not unanimous. It was mixed. But the point is, of course, that, again, Joe, going back to Mike Pence, I believe I've heard you say that you think that he was primarily responsible for that selection. And it is because his agenda is quite the same as hers, which is to simply decimate the public
I have
schools.
No evidence whatsoever, of course. It's not as if Trump called me up or tweeted me to confide at
Pence.
Either one of them. I won't take their calls anymore. They're such pests.
Be that way.
You didn't vote for them anyway, did you?
No, I didn't.
All right.
As a matter of fact, I'm happy to admit that I did not vote for any of those... I'm out of line here, I know, but I just want to digress a second and talk about Yellow Dog Democrats. Mm-hmm. Back before when they had the Solid South, and it always voted Democratic, and the line was then that if they nominated a Yellow Dog, they would vote him into office. Well, when I look at the current lineup of Republican candidates, I am not a Yellow Dog Democrat. I call myself a Charles Manson Democrat. So I hope I've clarified where I stand on that issue.
We all understand, and we have people on the way. To
Justice Felix Frankfurter was Supreme Court Justice. And here's what he said, quote from him about public schools, quote, designed to serve as perhaps the most powerful agency for promoting cohesion among a heterogeneous democratic people, the public school must keep scrupulously free from entanglement in the strife of sects. That's S-E-C-T-S. The public school is at once the symbol of our democracy and the most pervasive means for promoting our common destiny. In no activity of the state is it more vital to keep out divisive forces than in its schools. Well, of course, what happens whenever religion gets its the proverbial nose of the camel under the tent, right? Nothing is more divisive than religion in our world, and in our even in our own culture, even in our own state or county or cities.
And seldom is the problem religion, but one particular religion trying to be dominant over all the other religions,
right,
of which there are more than 10,000 in our country.
Different religions, yes. The competition is pretty keen. And of course, in Christianity, there are 35,000 different denominations just within Christianity. So
each of them is the right one.
Well, picture for a moment the floodgates opening up when 10,000 different religions, millions and millions of gods, and tens of thousands of different denominations are all at the public trough wanting public money that people like Clarence Thomas think that we ought to dole out to them without question. They will run this country into bankruptcy so much faster than, saying stupid foreign wars could ever do. It would really be the end of the U.S. As we know it if they ever. And that's all these people do for a living is raise money. They don't produce anything.
And when you and
so
when you consider
they're already expert at it.
When you consider that the number of religions is limited only by the imagination of potential believers, and you can make up anything you like, or even things you don't like.
I am a doctor of divinity and an ordained minister myself.
I rest my case.
I'll be happy to I'll be happy to oraculate if a caller will call in and make
isn't that illegal?
And make a donation.
Well, in the 1950s, when President Eisenhower added two words to the Pledge of Allegiance, converting it into a prayer of allegiance, those words being under God, we lived in a culture that was pretty much a Beaver Cleaverish type of culture, right? With our middle class, nuclear families, and it was pretty much understood that everybody either professed to be a Christian, claimed to be a Christian, or hid under the covers and didn't let anybody know that they weren't. So, back then, it was a little bit easier to import a Christian ideology onto the culture at large. But now it's quite a different world where you can't go to a shopping mall or the grocery store without realistically encountering a woman with her head covered because she's, Middle Eastern and has a totally different culture, religion.
Or different, she could be a Mennonite. They were...
So of course now when we try to establish a religion, it's going to cause a tremendous amount of conflict that wouldn't have happened maybe 60 or 70 years ago.